Welcome to the show, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Paul Nichols, the Investor Coach. Once again, coming to you from beautiful downtown State College, Pennsylvania, with our show, It's Your Money, the financial podcast that's designed to pull back the curtain on the financial services industry and expose the truth about money and investing. Welcome back for you regular listeners. For those of you joining us for the first time, welcome. Welcome. We believe education leads to clarity, and clarity leads to confidence. Here at Financial Abundance, which is a registered investment advisory firm located again in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. That is where Happy Valley is, where right in the center of the state, for those of you not familiar with Pennsylvania. It's where Penn State University resides, State College, Pennsylvania. It's affectionately known as Happy Valley. But anyway, what are we talking about today? Well, we want to talk about the market update, and then just a humorous little item that I was thinking about that I wanted to share with you. Maybe you will find some humor in it as well. But just as a recap for you new listeners, our show is designed to pull back the curtain on the financial services industry and expose the truth about money and investing. We do believe that education trumps emotion, and when it comes to investing, that one really can obtain a level of peace about what they're doing, how they're doing it, why they're doing it, etc. And we at Financial Abundance endeavor to do that on a regular basis, whether it be through regular coaching sessions one-to-one, whether it be through group coaching sessions, whether it be classes that we do on a regular basis around the country at different universities and vocational schools, etc., or whether it's right here where we offer little tidbits up every couple weeks. And, you know, for years we had I had a syndicated radio show that we gave up, and in lieu of doing that anymore, we do an occasional podcast every couple weeks. And our primary focus with that is to give people a source they can go to that will basically encompass the entire market update currently. See, it's hard to go to one spot and get a total picture of how the market is doing globally. So we go to several sources, research it, and bring that information to you. And the intent is, when investing from an academic perspective, the science is rather clear. The story is not often told, but the science is clear as it relates to an academic and scientific approach to investing. And in essence, in a nutshell, we believe in the three simple rules of investing, and that is own equities, diversify, and rebalance, and understand that investing is a long-term, lifelong term endeavor. So own equities. Well, when we own equities, we want to own all the different asset classes, because according to the science, whether it be Harry Markowitz and modern portfolio theory, or we get into French and Fama's three-factor model, or whether we get into much of the other science that's out there that comes to you from the University of Chicago and Benheim Center for Research in Princeton, or Dartmouth, or Yale, or Wharton, all these institutions, the science is consistent, and that is that the market is unbeatable. That really what we want to do is realize that we're just trying to get market returns, that you own everything, so you have dissimilar price movement. You want to own umbrellas. You want to own suntan lotion. You realize that asset classes are the way to invest, not chasing sectors. And we rebalance in a very religious, cultish manner, if you will, meaning that we are very, very rigid and stringent when it comes to our focus of rebalancing, not chasing the market, keeping fees extremely low and turnover low, and et cetera. And this is simply backed up by the preponderance of science out there from universities and different sources that simply say that the market is a zero-sum game, that in order for someone to win, someone else has to lose. With that in mind, we're all in the same market environment. So really, what one's returns are what the market globally has to offer minus what it would cost one to invest. And when we start to look at fee-only advisors, I'm not going to get into that today, but basically we want to eliminate the transactions, the turnover, the bid-ask spread, chasing of the market. We should not see trading on a regular basis. You should see it on a very infrequent basis. And as a result, we just want to get market returns. This is why we come to you on a regular basis and share the market update. And I'm going to do that right now. And I have to tell you, ouch. Let me start with ouch. Although we are certainly in the black for most areas, the last couple of weeks have been rough. Although today is green so far. But this market update is going to be as of April 22nd, 2013. April 22nd, 2013. I'm recording this on the 23rd. So let's talk about how the global marketplace is doing by starting with the small sector of the U.S. equity universe measured by the Russell 2500 Index. These are different indexes I'm going to share with you that are meant to replicate the asset class that it's performing. So, for example, how have small to mid-sized U.S. growth companies done year to date? Well, according to the Russell 2500 Index, it measures that year to date, it's 9.37%. So it's been awesome. It's almost double digits. Well, it was, and it slid back a bit. How about the Russell 2000? This would be small to very small micro size segment of the U.S. equity universe, and it's 8.09. So small and micro are doing very well this year, year to date as of April 22nd. How about the Russell 1000 Value Index, which measures the performance of large cap value companies in the U.S.? And currently, it is the winning asset class at 11.5%. So U.S. large value, ladies and gentlemen, is the winner, winner, chicken dinner as it relates to April 22nd market update 2013. Then we slide on over to the small value segment measured by the Russell 2000 Value Index at 7.5%. And then jump back up to large growth with the S&P 500 index, which is what most of us see on the nightly news. And year to date, the leading 500 companies in the U.S. economy here are 9.56%. So domestically, it is a beautiful thing. 7.5 on the low to 11.5 on the high, for the large value. So across the board domestically, it's been a wonderful year for equity returns. How about when we get into the international marketplace, which we use the Morgan Stanley Capital International World Emerging Market and IFA Index to measure how international's doing? So let's go ahead and start with the Morgan Stanley Capital International World Index. This would be a free-floating market capitalization weighted index that is designed to measure equity performance in developed markets. Developed markets would be those markets like Belgium and Canada and Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Hong Kong, Ireland, Italy, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, to name a few. And year to date, ladies and gentlemen, 6.62%. It's a beautiful thing, 6.62%. How about Morgan Stanley Capital International Emerging Markets? Well, emerging markets are our laggard for the year so far. It is our only asset class that's currently in the negative range at negative 4%. And this index is designed to measure emerging countries like Argentina, Colombia, Hungary, Indonesia, Malaysia, Peru, Philippines, Poland, Russia, South Africa, Taiwan, etc. Negative 4.1%. And let's round out the international market update with the Morgan Stanley Capital International IFA. That's Europe, Australia, and the Far East Index. This is designed to measure the equity market performance of developed markets, excluding North America, U.S., and Canada. And year to date, 4.4. So ladies and gentlemen, as of April 22nd, 2013, we have a very promising market update, very similar to the last one, although we have slid back a little bit. But you know, the beautiful aspect of academic investing is we rebalance. And whenever we rebalance, we sell what's high and buy what's low, which is just the opposite intuitively that most of us feel like we should do. And that is to really sell when things are high and buy when things are low. And this takes coaching to do this on a consistent basis, i.e. why it's so important to invest in asset classes, rebalance, diversify, and understand the market. The global market, the domestic market, has been the best wealth-producing entity known to man. There's nothing out there that will remotely touch the market as it relates to returns and gain. Unfortunately, a lot of people have not really seen what market returns are based on the nature of active management in our country. And that leads me right into my little humorous spot, if you will. And that is the name, the different assorted names that are being used to sell mutual funds. And I won't talk about, these are very large, credible broker-dealers or fund companies. But I always find it humorous how much marketing is laced into our financial landscape. When we start to look at names of funds being things like New Millennium Fund or the Fundamental Investors Fund or the Main Street Select Fund, what exactly does that mean? What exactly what's in that? I mean, does that represent large companies, small companies, U.S., domestic, or is it just a hodgepodge, a smorgasbord of different companies based on what a money manager feels going to do moving forward and what companies to own? I've always found this humorous. Rather than looking at things from an academic perspective investing, we often chase the perceptional item, the item that seems like, it feels like, it sounds like, it makes sense, like the, boy, you don't want to miss out on the New Millennium Fund. We want to make sure we take advantage of that. And what's interesting is when I look at a lot of these actively managed, what we call retail-type funds, it's amazing the turnover that we've seen in them. For example, this New Millennium Fund, when you Morningstar that fund, what you find is 71% turnover. That means 71% of the companies annually are bought and sold in there and changed. And I've often thought if these people are so smart, which is what they're implying, we don't imply that. We don't imply we have any idea what's going to happen in the market. We do know that all available information is factored into the price, and the only thing that would change the pricing would be new unknowable information. So for one to suggest in any way, shape, or form that they have any idea what's going to happen in the market in the future, I would say to you is either ignorant or deceitful. So it's interesting to me how much trading that you normally see in these fancy named funds with the perception of some lofty goal or picture, but the reality is when you look inside, it's basically like the regular type of fund. So I find that humorous because I believe that perception, unfortunately, is reality, regardless of what area of our life we're talking about. But with that being said, I hope this finds you well. This is Paul Nichols, the Investor Coach, once again pulling back the curtain on the financial services industry and exposing the truth about money and investing with our market update. We hope this finds you well. If you'd like to learn more about an academic approach to investing, a scientific approach to investing, or retirement planning, or estate planning, or wealth strategies, give our office a call, 814-867-5745. Again, 814-867-5745, or check out our website, faicoach.com. That's Financial Abundance Incorporated, faicoach.com. There's a wealth of information. And if you would like to learn more, just get a hold of us and we will happily respond in kind. Again, Paul Nichols, Investor Coach, signing off. Have a wonderful day and we'll talk to you soon.